It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Sitting in with me today for a Price City update, I have Councilmember Rick Davis. We're going to talk about getting back to normal life here in Price because we're ready. We're ready. The weather is starting to turn, believe it or not. We are on the doorstep of spring. We've got the St. Patrick's Day Parade coming up, and we're starting to plan events for the summer. It's time. It is definitely time. So, Rick, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for the invite, Dave.
Anytime you want to come in, we can talk Price City. That's fine.
Oh, well, great.
That's good with me. So let's start off with the one that's closest to us, March 20th. We're going to have a St. Patrick's Day Parade this year.
We are going to have a St. Patrick's Day Parade. And, you know, and that's one of the things that you're exactly right. We're trying to get back to normal. Just take all the precautions and stuff like this that is necessary and by state mandates and federal mandates. But keep yourself safe. But come on out and enjoy the parade. And while you're down there, you know, if you have the opportunity down there, let's go out and take and support our local businesses. See what they've got available, you know, or, you know, and just go into the stores and see and shop. Get back to normal.
Get out there and have a good time. And that's coming up once again on March 20th. Now, we just need to discuss, you know, some things are in the planning stages, but it's all about trying to get life back to normal in Price City. And some of the things that are coming up, well, let's talk about some of the things that are coming up and some of the things that were being planned right now.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you, Dave. You know, one of the things that's been open all the way through the COVID-19 pandemic is the swimming pool. We're going to continue to do that. Just call up if you want to go swimming. Call up to the swimming pool, make reservations, and then just enjoy yourself. We have a committee that's being put together right now to see if that is going to be something that we can do for Easter, like the Easter egg hunt. We have a committee that's looking at that, and if we can do that, we certainly will be doing that to try to get back to normal.
And it always seems like the wave pool and stuff, they're pretty keen on the school schedules, so I'm sure the hours will change once spring break rolls around here coming up the end of March. So just keep an eye on that. Head on over to their webpage or their Facebook page, and you can get all the information that you need. But yeah, swimming, get out and have fun. The kids need it too, just as much as the adults. The kids need to get out and enjoy themselves, get a little exercise, and knock off the rust, because right around the corner is something we always talk about, Rick.
Yeah.
Baseball season is not far away.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Dave, because we just had our first baseball meeting. We met with the coaches and stuff. We are planning to have a baseball season this year. Hopefully, we can bring some tournaments in. We've already had some reservations for the fields and that's being booked. So there is a lot of excitement for baseball again. And so I'm excited about it. I know you are, and I'm sure a lot of people that are out there are excited about it. And we're just going to go with what the protocol is for COVID-19, and that's the way we're going to work through this year.
And that's one of those things that, yeah, it's fun to get back outside and watch some baseball. And, you know, we've got the new fields at the high school that are just about ready to roll, I think. I mean, the fields are done, but they were still working on concessions and things like that.
Yes.
And they've got that. We've got fields all over the place. And if there's one thing that Carbon County loves, it's baseball and softball.
Yes.
And so we're always good for a tournament. You said that they've already started to book tournaments and book fields and everything.
Well, they're booking the fields, and then we'll see what we can do for the tournaments. But one of the other exciting things that I want to talk to you about was one of the initiatives that we've been trying to do for years and years, and we're getting a little bit closer every year, and we're going to try it again this year, is to get funding to put lights up there at the Toy Atwood Ball Complex. You know, you extend the usage of those fields with lights, and anybody that has played under the lights, it's a whole different feeling, and it's just a great atmosphere.
So. It is, and it's so fun to watch those kids when they get to play under the lights for
yes.
the first time. It's an experience to go and watch. So we've got that coming up. We also are in the primary stage planning for International Days, and one of my favorite things for International Days, and it's not because I'm good at it, is the golf tournament. And you were talking, there may be some changes to the golf tournament, so let's discuss those and what people need to know and will need to do as far as if they want to be in the golf tournament going forward.
Perfect. You know, that the golf tournament is going to be July 31st. It's going to be limited, I believe, to probably 35 teams, 32 teams, something like that. But we're taking bookings now. Okay, get your team together. Plan on coming out. We're going to have a great time. Now, as far as the changes that may be needed is that it may not be a tee time. It may not be a shotgun. We'd rather have the shotgun because that's a lot of fun and everybody starts on a different hole and it's easy to get through. But if it's tee time, that's the way we're going to work it. If we can't have everybody sit down for a meal at that particular time, we're going to have box lunches so that you can just grab and go, things like this. You know, depending on what the mandates are, if they say that we can't do it, that we can't do it. But we're going to figure this whole thing out, and we're going to have a terrific golf tournament again. Chance to win a car, all kinds of stuff out here.
It's all about logistics nowadays anymore, yeah, isn't it, Rick?
It is.
All right. So, Rick, that's a lot going on and a lot that's coming up. We'll have to keep an eye out for that. Is there anything else that we needed to cover, or we get everything?
No, I think we discussed everything that I would like to talk about.
We took care of it.
Thank you very much.
All right, Rick. Thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.